The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Consumers are being asked to prepare for supply-related disruption running well into 2022 as the global shipping crisis continues. I'm joined by Richard Sloan, who is Managing Director of Sunnis Bathrooms in Dublin, and Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Eugene, this is a tricky one to get to the bottom of, because we have been told it's Brexit. We have been told it's the ever given sideways in the Suez Canal. We've been told it's manufacturing shortages if it's electronics. We've been told it's the pandemic in China and the issue that that has created. We've been told it's the unavailability of haulage drivers. And we have been told it's the cost of shipping a container across the sea going through the roof. Which of all of those is it?
All of them. It's absolutely all of them. You hit the nail on the head there, Anton. Good morning to you. And I'll be going in for that Sheen Falls break. Every holiday in the country needs it. It's all of the above, as you have said. It was exacerbated by the Suez Canal ship. And if anybody remembers the pictures of that, my God, it was a city of containers on a ship, and it skewed it for about 6 weeks. And the aftershock of that in the supply chain is certainly still telling. And because it left too many containers on this side of the world, because people had to take alternative means and get extras in, and then you had all the laden ones here, which became empty. But the product wasn't there to go back to China, and you can't get available containers in China now to load them. And then they are hit by COVID.
Let me just be clear on that, Eugene. You're saying simply when you say a container isn't available, that's not like bed in the health context. That is literally the metal boxes. There just aren't enough of them.
Yes. Not enough of them on that side of the world. There's quite a lot of them on this side of the world. But because of the cost of shipping and the current cost of shipping and just the way people of the container lines have gone about their business as well, it's pear-shaped since the windskew is in the Suez.
So what has happened to the cost of shipping? Give us a sense of how much it has gone up.
Well, this time last year, before COVID, just slightly before COVID, a container out of Southeast Asia, and particularly China, there's three main ways you can come out of there. One is by sailing it, slow sailing, if you like. It takes about 3 months or a little bit with it. The other is there's two railway lines coming all the way up out of Asia into Northern Europe now. One comes to Northern Germany, close to the Dutch border, and the other one comes into Holland or Belgium, somewhere there now. And that would take about a month or 5 weeks, or else you can fly it. The cost of those just over 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, by sale, 2,000, 1,800, 2,000, 2,500, depending. China's a very big spread where it was coming from. By the rail, approximately 5,000, 6,000 euro. And it was expensive to fly at that time, and now it's very, very expensive. Nowadays, by sailing, you would pay 12,000. Three times the cost, maybe up towards 14. By coming by rail, 18,000 perhaps, up again 4 or 5 times. So the cost has exacerbated because the demand is so high, you just can't get on it. It's premium price all the way.
And when it then gets to this side of the world, what about the availability of truck drivers to drive it to where it needs to go?
Yes, that is a problem. And here in Ireland, taking our context, because of Brexit kicks in there, and the agencies of the state have taken over quite a substantial portion of our ports, so there's limited area to work in the first place. Because of COVID then, there's limited timelines there for quite a while of the opening time of container depots. And then you have the shortage of drivers. And the timelines around the shortage of drivers, coupled with the times they can work with the tachograph and no flexibility on that, led to straining it. We're still getting it through here, but it is strained. If the product comes, you get it, it may be 2 or 3 days' time rather than just tomorrow. But so far, Ireland is getting it. But England is suffering unbelievably bad. They just didn't have enough drivers of their own or anywhere near it. And then that's where COVID kick in there. The foreign people who from many different countries who filled those positions in the UK went home with COVID, and Brexit happened. And the exchange of licences, the tax regime, what's on offer, they can get similar jobs closer to home now for their return, and they haven't returned to the UK, and the UK had let their indigenous transport supply of UK people and British people doing it down substantially over the years, and they're really cutting them
out. Of course, you can't exactly turn it on overnight because there's all the professional certification and the
licensing. Now, we've done a bit of an hour to try and turn it on.
For one second, Eugene, just because I want to go to the pointy end of all of this, because when the container makes it across by rail or by sea and then it gets on the truck and it eventually lands, the people who are at the front line are those who are at the trying to sell to customers, one of whom is Richard Sloan, Managing Director of Sunnis Bathrooms. Richard, what are you seeing in terms of your supply chain and in terms of the difficulty of getting stuff for a business and for an industry which is currently booming?
Good morning, Anton. And I think Eugene has described the current situation very well. I suppose for a company like Sunnis, you know, we pride ourselves on supply and product availability. So we've 400 customers retailing around the country that we sell our products into, and we normally offer a next day delivery service, and that's become a benchmark for our business. What we're seeing on the front line is just massive disruption, and I think Eugene kind of outlined it there as almost like a perfect storm. So we've a global supply chain, and probably 40% of our material is sourced from Asia. But I mean, we'd be working on 3 to 4 month lead times trying to forecast product requirements. We're seeing anything between 4, 6, 8 week delays as a result of disruption. And there just seems to be pressure points at every point of the supply chain process.
And now for what? Are we talking pumps? Are we talking tiles? Are we talking plumbing equipment?
Well, we're supplying bathroom equipment. So everything from sanitary ware, toilets, furniture, shower enclosures, taps, baths, everything that goes into your bathroom, we will be a one-stop shop supplier for. And we're, as I said, we're seeing delays of anywhere between 4 to 6 to 8 weeks on top of what's already, you know, quite decent and long lead times. So trying to forecast what your requirements are, but actually get the product and the material in on time makes it really impossible. The ETAs that we would normally work to, we can't really rely on them any longer. And this is part of the challenge. So we would be advising customers that products that are out of stock will be due in 2 weeks' time. That ship might miss a feeder connection in Rotterdam because of congestion, and that might kick deliveries out for another 2 to 3 to 4 weeks. So managing customers' expectations has really become the day job, really, for our staff here.
But which I assume is particularly difficult, because a lot of your customers will be people in the trade who they themselves have customers. So you go looking to get a bathroom put in, and you've got the lead time to get the fitter who'll be available to do it. And then once you know what stuff you've got to order for that fitter, you could be waiting another 3 months before anybody starts fitting tile.
Yeah, well, obviously you have to have your bathroom installer lined up well in advance. And generally speaking, you know, those type of installers would be ordering from the retailer, who would in turn be ordering from somebody like ourselves. And we'd be turning the product delivery around next day. Now people are having to plan a bit further ahead. Now, I would say, like, it's important not to panic people either. Like, you know, somebody like Sunnis Bathrooms has a lot of product to offer and lots of alternatives. And I suppose the guidance and the advice I'm giving to people is, yes, you've got to plan ahead and do your best to secure the material that you need. But people probably need to be a bit flexible as well in terms of accepting alternatives. And there's lots of different variations on products within categories. And for some customers, they can easily choose to have a fallback position from one particular model to another. And that generally gets people to get the project completed. But for some products, they can be a little bit more niche. And if they're delayed, then there's very little alternative you can offer. So it just depends on the product. But it's important that people don't panic either. And just, you know, good planning, early planning, and trying to communicate with your trades well in advance of what the requirements are, so those materials can be secured. But there is lots of product available, but the delays are very disruptive at the moment.
But this is not the time to get precious about which vanity you want.
That's exactly the point I'm making, that if you've got your heart set on a particular colour, there might be something that's very similar, and at least, you know, it'll have the same functionality, the same size dimension. So again, try and be a little bit flexible in how you see, you know, your product selection. In terms of outlook, though, we don't see it really improving in terms of the global freight situation well into middle of next year. And it's been a sustained challenge. And as Eugene mentioned earlier, like, the cost of freight coming out of Asia has gone up significantly. Like, we've seen spot rates of up to $18,000 in recent weeks. And, you know,
for a shipping container?
for a shipping container, and we're trying to behave.
$18,000 to get a shipping container.
$18,000 spot rates, and all the contracted rates have just disappeared. There's very little contract rates being honoured. So yeah, it's just the lack of container boxes, and the whole global supply is very finely balanced. And since COVID, you know, it's just been completely disrupted and having a big impact on companies like ourselves on the front line, trying to keep construction going. And as you said yourself, there's very strong demand on the other side. So while there's supply challenges and there's delays in the supply chain, there's also probably increased demand. And all the macros for the economy in terms of home improvement and house construction are all very positive, which is great. But that obviously puts additional pressure then on material availability.
Yeah,
and we're seeing other products, construction products, having, you know, going on allocation, where some of the heavier building material suppliers have to allocate a certain quantity of product available to individual retailers, and almost loaves and fishes, where they're trying to spread it across their customer base. So it's very challenging.
Richard, thank you very much for your time. Likewise to Eugene. Richard Sloan, Managing Director of Sonus Bathrooms in Dublin, and Eugene Drennan, their President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Coming up...